My full name is Elsa Santos. I was born in 1975, and I'm the chef and owner of the Azorean Cafe. I was born and raised in the Azores. It's a group of islands that are Portuguese, very organic and sustainable, and it's all volcanic, what makes them so beautiful and unique. It's called San Miguel. It has beautiful lagoons made out of volcanic, big community for farmers and fishermen. The ocean is one of the most protected in Europe. We have the only tea plantation in the whole Europe. We have hot springs. You can cook in the volcano. There's one particular beach. You go into the ocean and the water is still hot because you have some natural springs in the ocean right in your feet. My father had a winery for a business. I grew up picking up grapes every September. For school, I walked every day. We always felt very comfortable, either walking by ourselves or walking usually in groups of friends to go to the classes or in the summer to go to the beach. I literally grew up in a very organic and sustainable house, and I didn't have a clue. I took it for granted, actually. We have the chickens and we have fresh eggs every day. We have the garden, vegetable garden, the seasonal vegetables all year long. We have all kinds of fruits. And then when I came to United States and I realized, like, you can't have that easy. You got to go and shop. That was a big change for me. I moved to the USA for the benefits that could give my daughter a better future. There's better jobs. There's a better opportunities for schools and colleges. So always with her in my mind. I lived in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Washington, D.C. And once we moved to Pittsburgh, even though I knew nothing about Pittsburgh, it was hard at first. But once I made that community group and friends at work and neighborhood, and it's like it became so much easier because I knew I can turn to the people I knew for any help that I needed. It's a unique city. And even though it seems a big city, but the culture and the people are very welcoming. And I could not ask for better. Everyone here is very nice and ready to help us. I always say when Pittsburgh really knows us, they embrace us as a family. Now, when I moved to Pittsburgh, I realized at the time, 9 years ago, the restaurant industry was starting to really grow and welcoming different cultures. So I said, this is a great opportunity. And because I fell in love with the community, I really wanted to offer something different. And everything just started developing. And here we are. I always had my dream to have my own cafe or restaurant. Initially, it was going to be coffee, but then it evolved more. And now I offer Portuguese cuisine to the Pittsburgh area. We are the only restaurant with Portuguese breakfast and lunch. So it's called Azorean Cafe. We sell Azorean cuisine, Portuguese cuisine with the island flair, let's just say. And I have unique entrees such as octopus and cod and bean stew. And we have breakfast. The French toast is made with a unique Portuguese sweet muffin. And my main focus is to maintain the original product. My product comes from Massachusetts, from where the largest Azorean community is based. And slowly putting that together, it took a while. It didn't happen right away. I've been here for 20 years and I've been having the cafe for 4. So you kind of realize like all the moves that I make state to state and then which cities we're living in. When Pittsburgh happened, I had a really huge feeling that this was it. This was like our home and that's where we were going to open the business. Where I'm from, it would be very, very hard to have my own business. I feel so blessed the opportunity of having it here as a female entrepreneur and able to help other minority females in the community. My restaurant is small, but I do hire minority community. We've been helping the community, especially through pandemic, as much as we can. I'm the most happy when I'm helping someone. When we moved, my daughter started high school. I had a job. We purchased a house that gave us a lot of stability. She is a Pitt student, grad school right now. I'm so proud of her. And yes, I was able to really get my dream come true.